it almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall. Most buildings are built with the steelers on the inside around the elevator shaft. This one was built from the outside, which is the strongest structure you can have, and it was almost just like a can of soup.
You know, Donald, we were looking at pictures all morning long of that plane coming into building number two, and when you see that approach the far side, and then all of a sudden, within a matter of a millisecond, the explosion pops out the other side.
Right. I just think that it was a plane with more than just fuel.
Yeah. You know what's happening. San Francisco just gone.
It's clear over.
I know that, but it isn't. It's just down in the ramp part of town. But the upper class in San Francisco is that way. The Bohemian Grove that I attend on Capitol Hill, the Easterners and the others that come there. But it is the most faggot goddamn thing you will ever imagine.
Often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do.
They start out the most popular person in the world, make a lot of money, big house, cars, and everything, end up with penniless. It is a conspiracy. The Jews do it on purpose.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome once again, everybody, to The Cosmic Show. I am your host, The Cosmic Rotter. I'm usually here with my co-host, Mars Bars, and I'm still awaiting him to enter the stream. I just got a message from him. I guess he's joining right now, but we are going to go over all the developments of the Diddy case. We're going to go over the documents. I have the whole lawsuit, so anything you guys want to look at specifically, we'll cover. And we'll also look into how Ashton Kutcher now is being drawn into this. There's Fox News is reporting that he might be a Fed. This shit is getting hilarious. This is my favorite type of thing. This is our wheelhouse here on The Cosmic Show. It's when pop culture's conspiracies and politics all collide. And here we are right now with our own little mini Epstein. Or is it part of Epstein's blackmail train? We do not know at this time, but if you have not, please give this stream a thumbs up. Follow me on my Rumble, www.rumble.com/cosmicradio, or follow me here on YouTube and support me as long as we can. We have two strikes on the channel, so it will be done here soon. We'll call it RIP around 275 subs. We'll see what happens, but like I said, the show keeps pushing on Rumble. And this show would not even be happening still if we did not have a loyal audio-only base. So, thank you guys who listen out there on Spotify, Apple, not Google. Google Podcast is over. Podcastindex.org, Podcatcher, Podfriend. There's all kinds of different apps. You can also go to Buzzsprout.com and find The Cosmic Show. Copy and paste the RSS feed into your favorite listening platform, and it should carry over and subscribe to it every time. All right, the shilling is done. I'm awaiting for Mars. He'll be here any minute, but this Diddy thing is getting really, really, I don't know what you want to call it, hot and heavy, if you will. There's audio, and I wish I never heard it, of Diddy clapping Meek Mill's cheeks. And I thought this was a real, I thought this was a joke. I did not think this was real. I thought this was like a troll, but it turns out there's a audio of Meek Mill getting plowed. So RIP Meek Mill. I don't understand what's up with the Ashton Kutcher thing. I know he supported Danny Masterson, him and his crazy wife, but look at who we got here. We got to our second favorite Mexican. What's Hi. Up, Mars Bars?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Oh, what is that? I have a watermark.
Yeah, I was going to say, why does your camera look so good today? You got a new OBS?
Oh, does it look better?
It kind of looks a little bit. Maybe it's your lighting. I don't know. It looks a little bit better today, right, chat?
I don't know. I downloaded ManyCam. Because All I right. was trying to figure out, like, surveillance.
No, this actually looks pretty good. But, yeah, you do have a watermark.
Hmm. That's weird. I don't know how to take that off. So shout out ManyCam.
You likely cannot take it off unless you pay for it.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's gone now. Oh. My mom used to always call me Ricardo Montalban. What does that mean? Who is that guy, Ivor? Do you know who that is, Mars?
Oh, damn it.
he can't even answer the question. That's how much technical difficulties he's having. Hey, he's back.
Okay.
You can leave it on. I don't care.
Okay. I'm sorry.
We could be a walking advertisement. They better give me some money.
There's any subs on this. Sponsorship.
I definitely support personal home surveillance. So I have Blink cameras myself.
You're supposed to be able to control like several cameras, and the free version is pretty good.
Yeah, so. I like it. I like it. The quality is, it did sharpen up your image a little bit.
Weird. That's so weird. Same camera.
Anyway, Mars, we were just getting through the introductions. I was doing all the shilling for a second. What development are you most interested in on the Diddy? In the Diddy situation? Any?
I guess I'm excited to see like more celebrities taken down.
Just in general, like, right?
Like as, you know, like the domino effect starts occurring, you know, that.
What's your gut feeling? What's your gut feeling on Ashton Kutcher? That's a big question right now on Twitter. It's dividing the conspiracy community.
I was thinking about it after we briefly talked about it for like a couple sentences. And then I was like, oh, yeah. And he was married or is married to Demi Moore? Or was?
I don't think he's married to her anymore. Good question, Mars.
Okay.
That's a very weird connection, though.
Which is, like, you know, hitting it on the nose, like, he's young and she's old. But you also...
She introduced him to the trafficking network?
Well, before that, this other clip of her has been, like, it's an old clip. I mean, the clip itself is from, like, the 90s or something. But she's at like a 13 or 14 year old's birthday party. And then she's like wishing him a happy birthday. And then she just like starts making out with him. I don't know if you've seen this clip, but like the kid obviously is not unhappy about it. But
he's not traumatized.
It's a little
at
suspect,
all.
You know, like
I do remember out. That.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, let's read some chats really quick.
Go ahead.
We got Ivor saying, hola, guapo. Muy bien. He also says, Diddy is a stud. Ricardo Montalban is my favorite Mexican. Khan, as in Rathacon. I don't know what that was in reference to. Dick commercials for Chrysler. Kalima! Kalima! I saw Indiana Jones for the first time, so I'm still super
excellent. Stoked.
Did commercials for Chrysler. He doesn't like Ashton, Ivor says. He's married to Mila Kunis. And check this out, guys.
Oh, that's right.
You were correct, though, Mars.
He was married to Demi Moore.
Yes. In 2019, she dropped shocking revelations about Ashton Kutcher's sexual assault and sobriety.
What? Boom.
See how they just throw his name in there, but they're not accusing him of the sexual assault. It's
right.
It's just part of the title. But here's promoting her new memoir, Inside Out. The actress opened up in a series of interviews about shocking life experiences she revealed in her book, including being the victim of S.A. We'll just say that for YouTube. Her turbulent years with her husband, Ashton Kutcher, and her spiral into alcohol as substance abuse.
Wow.
We are hitting too much on the nose with Hollywood, as user is pointing out in the next comment.
Weren't they all so Kabbalists?
I'm both certain of it. I mean, at least Scientologist.
Kabbalah.
I would like to go ahead and go and call ourselves like Hollywood conspiracy experts at this point, because it's what like the bulk of our friendship has been about. Like literally. Like a long time, at least like 10 years. We've been on the weird shit, I feel like.
I don't like to toot my own horn, but toot toot.
Yeah, he was the one. Inception. Demi Moore, creeper. So Iris says, yes, they were married. User says, I hate urinalists. Oh, I think he means journalists. Mm-hmm. That's fun. User essayed me. You should read NT lawyer. I don't know what that means, but God bless you. I think he sneezed right there when he was typing. NT lawyer. But yeah. Let me go ahead and check my Twitter bookmarks. We got to get into some Diddy controversies. It's just too funny. This is like the funniest rapper conspiracy thing that could have ever happened, in my opinion.
Did you see the one where people were like, why isn't he unbanked and losing endorsements and canceled and off of Twitter and off of social media? Are we not doing that anymore? Was that reserved for Ye?
Maybe they can't cancel him. Maybe what he knows and who he has dirt on. Maybe it involves bank CEOs. Maybe it involves people that wanted to just hang out with him, like Ashton Kutcher. Exactly. User says it right here, because those are the people he hangs with.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Man.
Yeah, we're on it.
Oh, right. We are on it. Okay.
We're right over the target here tonight, guys. Doing a great job over here. Let's go ahead. We got to check out this producer, Stevie J, you guys. This is going to be some controversial shit for YouTube. So let's see what happens tonight. This is going to be fun. But my Diddy views are getting too much traction. I have one video that's at 3,000 views, and I just uploaded somebody else's video with lo-fi music to it. And it's gotten some hate comments. There's no thumbs downs, I've noticed. So that's pretty funny.
That is funny. That's
pretty funny. But Stevie J, who was featured, and we're going to see these screenshots in this tweet, all right? I have the whole document pulled up, so we could go through that a little bit after we watch some clips. He started going the offense for Diddy now. Everybody involved to try to say shit in his favor.
Exonerate him.
Exonerate himself. I kind of want to go here first.
Oh no.
Let's see if I could zoom in for a little bit. This is him. This is him plowing a white dude in bed. I will see this picture in higher resolution. The guy we're about to watch talk for a second.
Oh no.
We're going to watch a couple of his videos in defense of Diddy because he's speaking out, okay? This never happened or something. It's going to be really.
This is the guy.
This is only a 1 minute long clip. We got more. My boy. This is reparations. Reparations season.
Right. You on the porch now. Oh, okay.
I'm gonna say nothing. Just gonna be dancing.
Biggie. They need to make more behind the music.
I don't even know what's happening, but I don't care.
Yep.
They do.
Like, there's way more information now. They need to, like, bring that shit back.
They really do. Stevie J. Wait, missed your audio. Are you there?
Bring that shit back.
You are.
Can you hear me?
We got a couple
more. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you're here. I was wrong. Denial. What's up, Denial 218? He says he's wearing a shirt of one of Diddy's victims. Oh, no.
Whoops.
I hope not. You just said, are you okay, Kazi? Season out? No, man. That's how I dance. That's how I dance. I can't help it. I'm half white. It's hard to deal
with. I'm three quarters black and...
No, you're not.
One quarter Negro American.
That's so racist.
That's why I can talk about this stuff. Look at this nose. Look at this nose.
That nose knows.
Look at these beautiful lips.
No. Denial says Stevie J been gay long before anyone told us about his gay boy S instructionals. Oh, don't tell me that.
Oh, they were instructionals?
Ugh. Yuck. User asks if you're half troon.
What's that?
You have troon? You know what a troon is.
Troon. Troon. No, I don't know what that is.
I'm not trans. I'm just drawn this way.
What?
It's a code word for transgender.
Oh.
But you can't even say that.
We can't say that?
I was trying to avoid. There's a lot you can't say.
Even if we're talking like in
favor of them? That's why he says troon. That's why he says troon.
Wow.
Oh, man. Denial's already on what we're going to talk about. Diddy shows people Stevie smashing white men's cheeks to teach others how to take that.
Oh,
take that.
No.
That's hilarious. We got more from Stevie J. He's turned out to be one of my favorite characters in this whole debacle.
Are you going to play that audio that you confirmed was real? Are you going to play that?
Should I?
I don't
What's
know.
The vote on that? What's the vote on that, chat?
You guys want to hear the audio?
In the chat if you want to hear the audio of Meek Mill and Diddy, allegedly. Or two if you just want to pass. I know what they're going to say, dude. They're nasty.
One. Yeah.
It's all ones. Let's just wait for it to drop. All right.
That was alarming.
Here's Stevie J defending Diddy, and he claims 50 Cent is trying to bring the black community down. Oh, 50. Is this true?
I don't know what whatever someone does in their bedroom, that's what they do. I don't got nothing to do with that. I'm just here to say that I've never seen my man doing anything foul like they talking about.
None of it. All of it. I mean,
you know. I've never seen it. I've known him for 29 years. And then it's like with guys like 50, you know what I'm saying? Like, Uncle Tom cast like that. You know what I'm saying?
They go straight for the racism. That's funny. Mm-hmm. They go straight to like attacking their own for being black. That's really funny.
And it's like, you want to put me, I don't know if y'all saw the post 50 posted about me. Of course you guys seen.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. You know. Yeah. I mean, 50 has been going after Diddy and everybody associated with him for months now, ever since he lost it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you can't brush under the rug. I don't see anybody reporting about what Tapped Up Holly said about him beating her up and about and his other big mom said beating her. Look at her. He wants to bring the black community worse than us.
Is that right?
I said what I said most, and I'm saying too. Now, since he didn't accept what my offer to him, and he want to continue to be a comedian, why don't you go make a movie with Michael Blackson and don't talk about it?
That's so funny.
I couldn't understand a word he was saying.
We're having some difficulties right now. Is it loud enough?
No, I just couldn't understand him. I heard
loud
it.
Enough, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying.
You have trouble with Ebonics. I tried to tell you to take a couple of Ebonics classes, but you never listened to me.
I know a few words.
It's hilarious, too. Yeah, like what?
Jive.
That
doesn't jive with me, my brother.
I know chitlins.
That's one.
I know one.
That's one.
That's one?
Yeah.
All right. You do another one. Do another one.
Sun.
All right.
Do you know that one?
I do.
Okay.
How about hot diggity?
Okay. Well, calm down.
No?
Yeah, no, calm down.
Damn it. All right. I should have said jive turkey. Jive ass turkey. Eyebrows, does the ABQ have Ebonics? No, man. Uh-uh. They failed us. They don't teach us that. They teach us Spanish.
Well, I noticed though that like they can turn it off and on.
The Ebonics? Like when,
yeah, if there's two or more of them are gathered, they start doing it. Like if they're in the majority of the group, and then you're
that's
like,
true.
Oh, damn,
it's kind of remarkable.
Are they fighting? I think they're fighting.
It's like they're yelling and shit, yeah, but they're happy and they're smiling. I'm confused.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Yeah.
You just do that. You just give.
Yeah,
a thumbs
I'll take
up
the
smile.
Bag and go. I gotta go. I'll just get the bag. Yeah.
Iris says it sounds like paradise out here with no Ebonics.
Oh, that's funny. No, it's the is the Albuquerque like slang called?
It's like Spanglish, but like Cholo trash.
Like
it's like even worse than Spanglish.
Worse.
It's like hey man, driving a lowrider down to Central Homes, and my girl is like smacked out on the fentanyl, and I can't keep nothing in control, man.
That
it's like that. It's like that out here on the streets.
Fight. If you don't want to donate to charity, donate the bread to charity.
What?
Denial thinks this is the face of a man who likes men's butts. Dude, this video is being shit right now on Twitter. Mm-hmm. This is Twitter for you people.
They don't want you to
Twitter
know.
It sucks for video playback. It just sucks.
I find it funny that, you know, when they first try to crucify somebody, they go through the media first. And they're just flooded with lies and propaganda. MJ? I'm not concerned about this Curtis. I mean, this dude Curtis. You know what I'm saying? He's Uncle Tom, and that's just what it is.
I'm searching for a Diddy MJ connection. I'm just waiting for it to drop.
On 1,000% of what I know to be true about my guy. My spirits are up. He's spending time with his children.
Dude, this video is too bad. I have to find an alternate source. I think I have one.
Okay, hold I on. Thought it was me. I thought
I
it was me.
I have
me.
Something pulled up here on YouTube.
Okay, I thought it was me. I thought it was me.
No, dude, the Twitter fucking sucks for sharing videos, I guess. I don't know.
Thanks, Elon.
Pretty good. StreamYard sucks at certain times. Maybe there's a lot of people doing streams right now. That's always a thing.
Mm.
Oh, here we go. I do have a video pulled up with Stevie J. Probably will be a little bit better from YouTube. This bastard. He did say non-kosher stuff before he was murdered. User. Talk about MJ.
Oh, yes, definitely.
We're hearing from Diddy's close
friend. He did like
friend,
a whole speech about it, didn't
producer
he?
Stevie J.
All right, he's breaking his silence about what happened when federal agents raided the music mogul's Miami home. Lisa Evers has the latest.
New questions are being raised about the raids of Sean Diddy Combs' Miami and Los Angeles homes. The mother of two of his sons, Misa Hilton, posted video from inside the L.A. home. She calls the raid overtly militarized and deplorable. She says her son, Justin, had several lasers pointed at his chest, and her son, Christian, had a gun pointed at his head while handcuffed.
Oh, my God.
Diddy's longtime friend, Triple Grammy Award-winning music producer Stevie J, says he was in his Miami home when Homeland Security agents raided the estate and also found it upsetting and frightening.
What was that like for you?
Traumatized. You know,
not as trauma. Am I right?
Yeah.
That's so much spirit. I never had lasers on my
hair. Maybe not.
You know what I'm saying?
He looks just happy to be on TV anyway.
Did it feel
All right, we're still here, right? Everybody can hear the audio, or I mean,
I can.
The internet connection is really straining right now.
Gay.
We're good?
I hope it's not this Manicam thing. I'm good, I hear.
No. All right, okay. Cool. It's not the Manicam. It's something else. It's just StreamYard being a subpar thing, but Rumble Studio is even worse, which is why I'm hesitant to use Rumble Studio yet.
Mm-hmm.
At least I've heard it's worse.
Producer Rodney Lil Rod Jones.
This is a money scheme by Little Rod, his attorney.
Stevie J is one of the first people in Diddy's inner circle to speak out on his behalf. So far, Diddy has been named in 5 civil lawsuits, but has not been charged with any crimes in connection with them. He and his lawyers have vehemently maintained his innocence.
Have you ever seen anything that you thought might have broken the law or violated anybody?
My man would never break the law.
Hold on. We have a celebrity in the chat. Is this Jordan? Is this the OJ Jordan? Do you remember Jordan?
From Michael
back
Jordan?
In the America Unhinged days? Tell me that's the same one.
Hmm.
No, dude, you remember that one white boy that was like a big time supporter at the beginning? And he had trouble following the channels because they kept getting banned. I think he's back.
Oh,
it's nice. Him. Hell yeah.
Call dude. Back.
Iris says Scott Adams likes Rumble Studios. Well, they favor Scott Adams. Like, he's one of the people they support the band with. He's like, it's me. Mm-hmm. Yes. I love seeing the awesome. Old crew reunite. It's like fucking. That's great. What's the word? Zoltron? What is the. Megatron? What is the big Transformer thing that comes together?
Oh,
like power. Megazord?
Voltron.
I don't even know. I literally didn't know for a second. I never saw Voltron.
They're tiger spaceship robots.
We're law-abiding citizens. That's what we do. Another crucification.
It's ridiculous.
We reached out to Homeland Security Investigations for comment.
Homeland Security's in on this. Why would Homeland Security be in on this if there wasn't any trafficking involved, Mars? That's my big question. Like, straight up legit trafficking.
Yeah. That's true.
And who had an anti-sex trafficking organization? You told us earlier. Can you repeat that for us?
Ashton Kutcher. He
Mr. Ashton Kutcher himself.
I remember watching his little Congress speech where he's like, like that.
Do you remember when he murdered his girlfriend and got away with it?
What?
And like found her and like didn't call the cops right away and like testify at her trial. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
He did it.
Crazy.
Maybe he didn't murder his girlfriend. I don't know. Okay.
Oh, snap.
Just for the record, I'm just speculating. I've heard rumors he might be a serial killer now.
That's crazy.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on with this story.
She got punked.
It's so funny you mentioned that. I'm just going to play the clip. I'm going to play the clip with Diddy and
you. You're punked. Oh no, what?
Thank you, thanks for the assist. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Ashton, thank you for dropping the mic with me earlier. Oh, you were sensational.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for coming and judging.
Yes, yes. I can't, I mean, the outcome, I'm not sure. I think it was rigged. Like, I'm feeling like it was a little rigged.
Well, I can understand why, because you go way back. You're friends, you're old friends.
I learned how to do this in his studio. Ew. Like, I don't even like, he's like my coach. It's like if Rocky was in a fight and the judge was the old, you know, the guy.
The little guy, yeah.
And then he said, no, you're dead. You lose. No,
Ivan Drago wins. Yeah.
It's awful.
When did you first meet?
I was doing Making the Band. He was doing Punked.
Yeah.
And I gave him a call one day and I said, I heard that you are going to punk me and I just don't think that's a good idea.
I don't think that that's the way you said it. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, well, then you tell a story.
I'm pretty sure that's not the way you said it. Okay. I don't think that's a good idea. Is that what you said?
Please don't punk me.
I just thought it was really funny you said punked right before.
That's creepy.
It's just another callback.
Yep.
Ain't it? It's all creepy.
Creepy.
Do you know what Diddy's all white parties were about? And do you care? Do you want to check it out really quick? Or do you want to see why he might be some peanut? Which videos do you want to watch? Well, you help.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Do both of them. Do both of those.
All right. We'll do them back to back. Of course, we got time for
it. I've heard about the white parties before, and I always thought it was weird. Like other people doing them. I don't know. Dinner in Blanc. We're just going to do dinner in Blanc.
Everybody wants Diddy clips. Jordan's like, hey, yo, Ashton, you want to party sometime? Why didn't you party with me on your birthday, man? Why you invite me over on your birthday?
Why don't you come over, bro?
We can wrestle over the Frosted Flakes. They'll give me custody of your booty for 48 hours. The state of California. What a wild, wild ninja.
Crazy. The movie of this.
I can't wait for... it's rumored that 50 Cent's going to make the movie... and Jordan says we ain't never party like party. I don't even know what that is. We don't even know what that is.
Like we partied, but we haven't partied.
On your birthday.
Yeah, on my birthday and your birthday.
Here's the 14 years ago. So 2009, this is what happened.
I'm a shout on the beach, man. Finish beach. Finish beach. Yeah, yeah. Richard. Give a shout out. That's a Christian.
There's Ashti.
We here to like try to raise money for these, you know, mosquito patients. So if you don't understand, like, just imagine living in Africa. And like, you know, your little infant child just gets bit by a mosquito and he dies. This year.
You know what this does remind me of? This makes me more worried about Kanye's little movement. Because they're doing similar get-togethers. Like his Crisis King kind of like, you remember when he was doing all the gospel stuff and everybody would dress up and come to these things? They're kind of like this, but like a different tone.
Right.
I don't know. It's kind of same, but different. Like, why does everybody got to be dressed the same? That's 100% cult shit.
Yeah, I agree. Right?
Like, we all got to be wearing Nikes. They suck, man. Like, I got to be work. I got to work out at Waco.
Right? I got bad knees.
Yeah, I had knee surgery, dog.
And I'm glad to attach you to my boy's charity, and we're gonna do it every year with another charity. So thank y'all very much for coming. So let's party.
Let's go. Now you gotta dance like y'all. Now you gotta dance like y'all for this video. Y'all ain't dancing like.
Man, these parties have been a while. How do you not get a dirty though?
Yeah, she's
you ever getting been to dirty. A party like this?
No, everything's getting skeeted on.
That's why.
On a white party. Yep.
Yep.
Oh, fucking interwebs.
It doesn't like us.
I swear to God, I should be having like 800 megabytes potentially. Now the it doesn't like us. The upload should be a struggle, not this. Mm-mm. Not this part. On a 2009 video, it's like struggling.
Right.
Thank you, Starbucks. Thank you. You said thank you, Starbucks. Man, I love black. I love black women. I'm just going to say it and pause and declare it. Man, I do love black women.
Yeah, you do.
I had to listen to one of my bartenders the other day. Just be like, she's like, she's like, yeah, this one guy like pretended to be interested in me, like blah 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 blah. But then she's like, I looked at him, like, of course he dated all black girls, and she like viewed that as like a diss on him. And I'm like, that's actually really fucking funny. I never thought that like black women or half black women would think like that, right? But it was just a funny thought. It's like, I'm not that black. I need to try to be.
Right.
In a way.
You were you like, you got a fat ass though?
I was thinking that.
You should have said it. She would have loved that.
I couldn't tell if she was native or black the whole time.
Oh, okay. I know that type.
It's hard to tell because the mulatto skin tone. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like your color.
Telling
but
you,
but you're not really
look at this nose
black as you
look
said.
At it.
That's a J nose. You're like one of those Sephardic Jews. Bruh, that you accuse me of being.
I'm telling you,
you remember when you accused me of being a Sephardic Jew?
No,
was my last name.
No, I said Puerto Rican.
I don't know about that.
I still think you're Puerto Rican.
Well, it's like the same thing to me. It's like just as bad. It's like just as bad.
Dude. I meant it the same way.
Man, they fight like bitches in boxing. Like, they're just so not good. And just terrible. And, like, I don't even care if they do win sometimes. Like, I'll never give them.
There might be some good things Puerto Ricans are, or some things that they're good at.
Hurricane management.
Right.
Not good at. Nope. All right, let's get back into this white party. This white party with white cake. I just would be severely disappointed if I went to a white party and there was no white women. I'm just going to throw that out there for the record.
They don't look good in white.
Is that... that's true. That's why I prefer them to have darker hair if they're white. That's a good point.
Yep.
Got to have some contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Ivor. He's like, I know what Puerto Rican women are good at.
Oh, giggity.
You dirty old. I love these clips. It's like I'm reliving my college years.
Right.
I think MJ is playing because this is either the year around the year anniversary or like around when it happened. Like the MJ shit, you remember when we went to that Michael Jackson wake on Girard and like North Lomas, like on my birthday or like the day after my birthday? Yeah, we went to some like house party and they were spinning nothing but MJ, and every song has been MJ in this video.
Yep.
So I'm just, that was a good party.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think if anything, if I had to run from the cops or anything at that party. I think I was good. That one. It was one of those nights. Iris's Puerto Rican woman leave you cross-eyed and tippy-toed. That sounds fun.
What does tippy-toed mean?
I don't know.
I like that, though. I'm taking that.
Why is this hating me? Apologize to the YouTube stream. They do of importance. So I wonder if I'm seeing some of this stuff on my end. I bet you on Rumble it's fine. But through my StreamYard, it's a little weird right now. I'm just throwing that out there. Remember that downrank email I got?
I do.
Was it that stupid?
They bottlenecked your bitrate, bro.
They're bottlenecking my bitrate. These bastards.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to get into the affidavit before you have to go, or watch one more clip and then affidavit?
Yeah, one more clip.
All right. Did Diddy snitch to the feds? Or do you want to watch? Let me see. Longtime friend of Diddy and Ashton Kutcher reportedly fears being drawn into investigation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
That one?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to here. I think we're going to go back to cutting off the stream after 15 minutes on YouTube, guys. Sorry. It's going to happen next week.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Listen, that's a
I'm going to go ahead and make that as an official announcement, actually. We might as well. For the audio-only listeners, YouTube followers, and the Rumble, I did this thing where we would do the first 15 minutes on YouTube, cut the stream, and then do it only on Rumble. So before we make that completely official, I'm going to go ahead and drop the Rumble link below. But you guys have to go support people on Rumble. Like, a lot of my YouTube followers just do not transition over. So go ahead and Jordan, if you can, like, we like you and we really want you to be around here. I'm not sure if I ever see you on Rumble. You might be. I don't know. They'll do a great job of letting us know. So just make sure you follow me at rumble.com/Kozik Radio. The chat comes through on the StreamYard. I can't necessarily type back easily, but I'll respond verbally most of the time. Come on, Jordan, get Rumble, bro. It's a free app. It's free, right? Like, do you think that people should have Rumble on their phone, Mars, or what? I mean, do you ever use it?
Yeah. The problem is that you can't say anything on YouTube, so it's like almost pointless to have it here, have the show here, because like, it's another strike, and then I think the channel's probably gone for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm gone forever. I'm gone forever at my next strike. That's why I'm telling you now, Jordan. That's why you got to get in on there.
Sounds complicated. Like,
it's not really about shit like that. It's just like, no, like, I'm really about to be nuked. So, like, please. Yeah,
like, this stream might even do it.
I've done a lot of shit tonight.
Yeah.
A lot of things have happened today.
I don't even know what the list is. I never got a list of what we can't say, but I should probably have that.
It doesn't even matter, bro. You can have all the sources of the world. Like, you, Hold on. Let me keep cooking. I have sources for every bullshit, weird conspiracy theory or thing I ever talk about on YouTube. There's articles of other people saying it on YouTube and getting away with it and not getting struck. So what's the difference between me and them? That's the only angle. There's no standards. There's no YouTube community guidelines. There's none of that bullshit. Like, I repost shit other people have posted and not been banned for sharing. That's my whole deal. And that's kind of what I'm trying to make a mockery of. And I think I've done that for enough people, but that's just me going off for a second, because it's so frustrating.
It is.
Imagine getting so nuked on America Unhinged Radio because you shared a CNN live stream of the Capitol incident. Just let that sink in. Ever since then, my channel has been harassed no matter where I've been on. So that's why you gotta go to Rumble. It's gonna change eventually, but Rumble's official position is that they don't strike you unless the owner of the exact video DMCA requests them. And I've had that happen once and I didn't get a strike. That's when I tried to share like a WWE event, but they didn't even nuke me. I even emailed them like asking what happened, and they're like, no, no strike. They just asked us to take it down. Have a nice day. Mm-hmm. That was my experience with Rumble.
Right.
So
Instagram started sending me messages about some of my, like, where I just like record a record playing.
Really? Yeah. I knew they would. That's why I keep telling you.
So far, I have like 100 of those videos too, but only one so far they've messaged me on. So,
all right, we got at least 4 people in the YouTube chat and more watching on Rumble. Out there on Rumble in the comments, not in the chat, but in the comments, put a 1 if you want Mars Bars to do a vinyl like commentary stream from his store on Sundays, or 2 if that's boring. Also on YouTube, same thing. 1 if you want that to happen.
Wait, Sunday? I'm not going to do that on Sunday.
Well, pick a day. You never have picked a day for me. I just thought Sunday because Sunday, Wednesday. What's up, teabagging? It could be the day could change, but who would be interested in that podcast? I would even join in. Just throwing that out there. It could be 30 minutes. It could be an hour.
Okay.
Just let that cook. All right. It's cooking. Let's talk about how a longtime friend of Diddy, Ashton Kutcher, is terrified being drawn into this hellhole. And T-Bagger says, yeah, J2 bag should come here. Based.
Mm-hmm.
Loomy day outside, so I had to come out like a highlighter.
I know, the double-busted way to do it. And the
I'm already throwing up.
No.
In my mouth. Look at that suit. Is that salmon or hot pink?
We were just talking about prom.
That is like magenta. Fashion.
Prom outfits. And then when I was in high school, so shout out to them.
Right. I'm colorblind.
He has pictures earlier. That's like a Cinderella, right? That's a whole different story.
Yeah, we got so much to get to. And we'll also speak with you at 10:45.
Is that for real?
Talk about the show and all that you have going on. But first, let's start with Celebrity Dish. As we've been talking about Diddy, he's been the subject of several lawsuits.
That's Don Luke Gray.
Sexual assault, and now a long time.
Is that Cedric the Entertainer?
Drama due to his friendship with the rapper. Way back, we know this. They have a friendship that stretches back decades, as they have hosted MTV shows together and also have talked highly of each other throughout the years. But now Ashton has not publicly weighed in on the probe with Combs and about him since the feds raided 2 of the moguls' homes last week. And another friend of Diddy is in the talks, Cuba Gooding Jr. We actually mentioned that on Celebrity Dish. He was in Miami this past weekend. We could talk about that. The same place Diddy has been amid the ongoing investigation. And our good friend...
We'll go straight into the allegations, people. We'll look at the introductory clause of the document, and then we'll just go straight to the
allegations. I think you call it the meat. The protein portion.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And from TMZ, Charles Lotta Boudier, TMZ has been all over this story. And yeah. Charles, now we're hearing about others, maybe some other alleged connections. What do you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, what we know at this point, Marissa, is, by the way,
this fucking guy.
I know this is off subject.
Not again.
I feel like I'm the anti-Preston. Like, Preston came just suited, and I'm just here in this boring gray polo shirt. I feel highly underdressed.
What a great stream. I'm sorry. I'm having fun.
So that's okay.
All right. Yes. Listen, and markers Diddy's coming all colors, Charles. He's the shade of pink, the pink color. You're the black Sharpie, and that's quite all right.
Not the black Sharpie.
The black Sharpie.
There's gray Sharpie.
Why can't he be the black crayon?
The gray.
Like it's in a crawfish boil.
I'm sorry I brought this up.
This is that Ebonics thing I was talking about.
Yeah.
So, as you mentioned, yes, Cuba Gooding Jr., one of Diddy's friends who, you know, look, back in the day, we saw lots of photos of them hanging out at clubs and parties together. And one of the
radio.
The one by Roddy Jones, a former employee, does now mention. And at first, it just mentioned
a forever connection to radio. That's for certain. It's a terrible film.
I've never seen it.
And that there was an instance where radio and Roddy Jones said he felt
there's nothing like watching radio in an abortion clinic. I'll just go ahead and. Throw that out there. There's something quite like that experience.
Right? They shouldn't even have a TV in there. What is that?
I don't know. I just sat in there and got glared at. It's terrible.
You're like, do you mind if I turn the volume up on this?
But now
I should just pretend like I was retarded and they would have all felt bad for me instead of glaring at me angrily.
Right.
Yeah, you should just start hopping up and down. Like, ah, that's them. That's an aside. I digress.
Amended that lawsuit to actually make Cuba Gooding Jr. a defendant and is accusing him of sexual misconduct on that night when they were in the studio. The way he describes it in the lawsuit is that he felt like Diddy was passing him off to one of his friends on that particular evening, which all of that as the backdrop made it interesting when Cuba Gooding Jr. popped up in Miami on Easter Sunday with everyone wondering, you know, if he was there to sort of meet up with Diddy, discuss, you know, strategy against this lawsuit. As far as we know, they have not seen each other. It just seems to be coincidence that Cuba is down there. It looks like he was on vacation, perhaps just settling in for you know, Easter weekend and the week after it, but we've not seen him and Diddy together at any point down in Miami.
Oh,
you know, Charles, I have to ask you this question. There just hasn't been a lot of outward condemnation for Diddy,
hey, me
like
too.
We've seen with other high profile cases. What is going on here?
I
don't think I have any black friends right now.
No,
but I have half black cousins. It's got to count for something.
Count it.
Is that like slightly more than a friend or equal? I think it's like.
Wait, are you maybe nice like to them?
Three more. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they just don't.
You're good.
They don't claim the Mexican side since BLM. That did a whole number.
Oh.
On the psyche. Yeah.
I don't think those are your friends.
I think she still loves me. My family, bro.
My family loves me.
I think they love me still, I hope. Let's continue.
Right.
Oh, are they just going to keep giving me shit, YouTube?
I guess.
Please. Just help me. I have to go straight to the allegations. Let's just go there. We've heard enough, right?
Yeah,
we've heard enough from this bullshit. Stupid.
I only have like 8 minutes left.
I think that's exactly enough time to get to the most fantastical parts of the Diddy allegations.
So there you go.
And present the screen one more time thumbs up the stream, YouTube, Rumble. Make sure you share the Rumble. Download the Rumble app, guys. YouTube's not going to be very much longer. And everybody on the audio only podcast platforms, you guys are the lifeline of the show. Thank you so much for downloading, helping us get over 23,000 downloads. And we've only been posting on this podcast platform, I think, for like maybe 2 years, year and a half. It's not that long, but YouTube's been around longer. But that's the biggest archive of this show that I can push to people.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're doing good there. It's just that I don't want to like link up too much with other people in this field because I don't trust any of them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like Sam Tripoli, I had weird experiences with. William Ramsey seems pretty cool. Frederick Missy was a fucking fraud. Like the Jack Jess thing was a little bit that weird. Was funny. Like, I'm kind of a little bit more protective now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah. I just want to do my thing, like our world. And like, yeah, limit our
reach. I liked when you got what's his name, Chansley on, but it was weird that you got him on and like there was just no, like you were the first person to interview him when he got out, and
one of the first, at least like within one hand.
Yeah,
like, I think I was like technically the second or third.
Okay.
But I'll never get that credit. Yeah. Like, he don't even talk to me as much anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm not so gung-ho into everything that he's into. He, like, asked me to after the interview to, like, repost all this shit and stuff, like, consistently.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I'm just that's funny.
Yeah.
I never disclosed that, but I disclose that now.
Whoops. Behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen. Behind the scenes.
I'm not a liar.
Yep.
I don't want to dig up DMs, but I got them. United States Federal Southern District of New York. Rodney Jones versus Sean Combs. Justin Dior Combs, his son. Ethiopia Hatemaram. Lucien Charles Grange. Christina Corum. Chalice Recording Studios, Love Records, Motown Records, Universal Music Group, Combs Global Enterprises, John and Jane Doe's 1 through 10, and ABC Corporation's 1 through 10. So there's a trigger warning on this, right? This document contains highly graphic information of a sexual nature, including sexual assault. Additionally, there are graphic images of the aftermath of a shooting, redacted images of sexual intercourse, redacted images of minors, sex workers, and prostitutes, details of sex trafficking, and the illegal distribution of guns and drugs. Iris says, I like to see those DMs. I think Chansey is controlled. I can't confirm or deny the allegations, Ivor. We could talk about it.
I think Chansley is controlled too, but
he's only Trump. Which is a big red flag.
Yeah.
So here's the first paragraph or so. Plaintiff Rodney Little Rod Jones, Mr. Jones, hereby alleges as and for his complaint against defendant Sean Combs, Mr. Combs, defendant Justin Dior Combs, J. Combs, defendant Lucien Charles Grange, Mr. Grange, defendant Ethiopia Haptimariam, Ms. Haptimariam, defendant Christina Corum, as you, yeah, yada, 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 you can see. This court has personal jurisdiction over the defendants, blank, blank, blank. Here we go. Let's see. Here's the parties. This is just a description of the parties. There's Diddy. Here's his son, Justin Dior. Lucien Charles Grange, who is alleged to be Diddy's first Jewish record producer lover. They continuously engage in a sexual relationship, just according to this document. I'm not speculating, okay? This is according to the Rodney Jones complaints, not my opinion of the Cosmic Show or Free Jerry 88. That is
this is just what Mr. Jones alleges in this affidavit.
In a filed, actual, real
right.
court document, right?
Okay. Okay.
So defendant Ethiopia Haptimariam is the former CEO of Motown Records, the parent company of Defendant Love Records, which is Diddy's record label. Defendant Christina Coram, who's rumored to be one of the most insidious people behind this, is the chief of staff to Sean Diddy Combs, Combs Global Enterprises. Her address is listed as well. Christina Coram, Chalice Recording Studios, is a popular recording studio. Yada, yada, yada. Motel, Universal Music Group. A lot of people being alleged here.
Yeah.
So a little bit about Ronnie Jones. He's from the Windy City, Chi-Town. Born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. Second oldest son, a fourth child out of nine siblings. And he comes from a long line of gospel music influencers. He was known as a musical prodigy, as noted here in this section. I'm going to go through this quite quick and try to glance at this article and just commentate because it's too deep. It's a public article. I guess you could just search Diddy affidavit and this comes up. Summary of events. From September 2022 to November 2023, Mr. Jones produced nine songs of Mr. Combs' Love album. He lived with them for months at a time. All right. Throughout this time with Mr. Combs, Mr. Jones witnessed, experienced, and endured many things that went far beyond his role as a producer of the Love album. The claims raised in this complaint have been corroborated through witness statements, video, audio recordings, and images that Mr. Jones has in his possession. Mr. Combs required Mr. Jones to record himself constantly. On several occasions, Mr. Combs took Mr. Jones' cell phone and began recording himself. As a result, Mr. Jones has secured hundreds of hours of footage and audio recordings of Mr. Combs, his staff, and his guests engaging in serious illegal activity. Mr. Jones has secured irrefutable evidence of the acquisition, use, and distribution of ecstasy, cocaine, GHB, ketamine, marijuana, and mushrooms, the displaying and distribution of unregistered illegal firearms. Mr. Combs provided laced alcoholic beverages to minors and sex workers at his homes in California, New York, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Florida. Mr. Combs' chief of staff, Christina Coram, instructing her staff to retrieve drugs so she can provide it to Mr. Combs for his consumption. Christian Combs drugging and sexually assaulting a woman. Mr. Combs detailing how he plans to leverage his relationship with Bishop T.D. Jakes to soften the impact on his public image of Cassie Ventura's lawsuit. Young Miami's cousin or assistant sexually assaulting Jones. Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. sexually harassing and assaulting Jones. Rapper Redacted on Mr. Combs' yacht consorting with underage girls, sex workers, that's Meek Mill, and R&B singer Redacted at Mr. Combs' Los Angeles homes consorting with underage girls and sex workers. I think that's rumored to be Usher.
Uh-huh.
Here's a description of the Chalice Recording Studio shooting. We're going to keep going down because I know you're short on time, Mars, so thank you so much for sticking out for a second. We have more on here.
Yeah, I have 1 minute.
All right, let's get to the sexual harassment allegations. Throughout his time living with Mr. Combs, Mr. Jones was the victim of constant, unsolicited, and unauthorized groping and touching of his anus by Mr. Combs. These events took place in L.A., New York, Florida, the United States Virgin Islands. In addition to the unsolicited and unauthorized touching, Mr. Jones was forced by Mr. Combs to work in Mr. Combs' bathroom as Mr. Combs walked around naked and showered in a clear glass enclosure. As a heterosexual Christian man, Mr. Jones was uncomfortable with Mr. Combs' advances and expressed his discomfort to Mr. Combs' chief of staff, Christina Coram. Christina Coram responded to Mr. Jones' complaint with, "You know, Sean will be Sean." I'll let you have your final thoughts on this really quick.
Yeah, I mean, I
got to sign off.
I want to see justice just like the rest of us, but
booty justice. It's hashtag booty justice. They don't deserve to have their butts messed with.
Or who is
just trying to record an album.
They always go like they find the one guy, right? And then they go like sideways with like allegations. Whereas really we should be going like, I'll leave you with this. Who is P. Diddy's boss?
it's Lucian Grange, and I want to know why he's connected to Obama.
Okay.
It's my next deep dive.
Homework for next time.
Let's go ahead.
It's been real.
Mars, he can sign off. I'm still going, guys. I'm still going to go. I'm still going to go over this. Guys. Tell us what you want to pitch really quick.
Oh, make sure you go to Rumble and find the Cosmic Show and subscribe over there, because we're not going to be long for YouTube, even though we keep trying. But all right. Peace.
See you later, dog. Thank you guys so much for sticking it out. That's my co-host, Mars Bars. We're still going to keep pushing tonight. I got some hiccups right now. Hold on. Drink a couple IPAs kind of quickly. Okay. Got you in the right mood for this shit. It's so dark. You got to be able to have fun with it. And I'm cutting back on my drinking. It doesn't always happen all the time. I'm a fallen being. I just did make myself burp. He had 10 D's, Ivor. Hell yeah, dude. I got to eat, Charlie. But we're still going on. I don't really have any. I don't have any deadline tonight. I really want to cover this. I told you guys I was going to cover the allegations. I'm going to cover the allegations, damn it. Okay. Let's go ahead and present the screen now. Let's get back into it. I'm sorry if I talk too fast over myself in my own words. It's like a trait of our family. Me and my sisters are all like that. Let's go down to this. 59. Not 69, okay? Clear your mind. Oh, he says sugar-free syrup and soy sauce are Chinese tendies. That sounds amazing. I had a fucking Chinese food box and I took it to work. That's like one of those microwave dinners. And it had no sauce in it, and it just tasted like shit. So I didn't want to eat it. Ate half of it, and I was like, ugh, this is not fried rice. It was made with no love. 59. Despite these assurances on several occasions, when Mr. Combs began to undress and walk around the house naked, KK would say, okay, I'm leaving now, and she would disappear. Christina Quorum's hypocrisy is breathtaking at best, or enabling at worst. Mr. Jones believes that KK aided and abetted Mr. Combs' sexual assault of him and was working with Mr. Combs to groom him to accepting a homosexual relationship. That is not right. That is not right. Ronnie Jones, we are very sorry you had to endure this. Thought these sexually deviant acts, one would say Mr. Combs has a pattern and belief of engaging in such nefarious activity. This ongoing conduct shows that Mr. Combs cannot be rehabilitated. Sex offender registry for life. Alex Rosen would have no problem with Diddy. Hello, I'm here to talk to you. I have a package. Let's go ahead and talk about it over here where no one cares. We need Alex Rosen on the case. Here we go. Mr. Combs attempted to groom Mr. Jones into engaging in gay sex. Mr. Combs was aware that Mr. Jones looked up to and idolized music producer Stephen Aaron Jordan, Stevie J. Stevie J is an American DJ, record producer, and television personality. He was part of the Bad Boy Records production team, The Hitmen. In 1997, Stevie J won a Grammy Award for his work on Puff Daddy's debut album. Throughout the late 90s, Stevie J produced for several artists, including Mariah Carey, Tevin Campbell, The Notorious B.I.G., 112, Jodeci, Faith Evans, and Jay-Z, Eve. He's one of the producers on the Love album. Mr. Combs used access to Stevie J and his knowledge of Mr. Jones' admiration of Stevie J to groom and entice Mr. Jones to engage in homosexuality. Mr. Combs went so far as to share a video of Stevie J anally penetrating a Caucasian male without a condom. And this is from the court documents, YouTube. This was done to ease Mr. Jones' anxiety concerning homosexuality. According to Mr. Combs, quote, this is normal practice in the music industry. Look, even Stevie J is doing it, unquote. Mr. Combs informed Mr. Jones that he had engaged in sexual intercourse with rapper Redacted, R&B singer Redacted, and Stevie J. Mr. Combs promised to make sure that Mr. Jones wins Producer of the Year, the Grammys, if he engaged in homosexuality. The following screenshots. All right, guys, this is what's going to get me into trouble. It's censored, but the following screenshots of the video of Stevie J anally penetrating a Caucasian male that Mr. Combs provided Mr. Jones. And like you said, you can't say it. Okay, the rapper is a Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj, right? Obviously, Meek Mill. He performed at the Super Bowl and had a successful Vegas residency. That's Usher. The writer is in possession of the video and will provide a copy to the court. Oh, no. Oh, no, Diddy. No, Diddy. Oh, wow. They really censored that one. Let's continue. Let me set this microphone down because I'm holding it. I can't hold it and read it. That's for certain. I got to take a... Yeah. Let me take a second right here to gather myself for 30 seconds. And let's hope that this supports an ad advertisement for Buzzsprout. When I take a quick pause, sometimes it happens. This is some astronomical shit. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. Thanksgiving 2022, Mr. Jones is sexually assaulted by Young Miami's cousin. I don't know who that is. Thanksgiving Day 2022, Mr. Jones was in Mr. Combs' house. Located in Miami, Florida, Young Miami and her female cousins were also present. Mr. Combs was intoxicated and offered cocaine to Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones rejected him and proceeded to walk to the restroom. While using the restroom, Young Miami's cousin burst into the bathroom and began groping Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones believes that Mr. Combs sent her in there to sexually assault Mr. Jones. As she entered the bathroom, she dropped to her knees and began performing oral sex on Mr. Jones' exposed penis. Mr. Jones pushed her away and exited the bathroom. Young Miami's cousin did not accept Mr. Jones' rejection as she proceeded to follow Mr. Jones out of the bathroom. She started undressing and attempted to straddle him and have sex with him, the president of Mr. Combs and his staff. Once again, Mr. Jones pushed her off. The following are images from a video of Young Miami, her cousin, Mr. Jones, and Mr. Combs. All right. Some photo evidence. Now we're on to the Trafficking of Victims Protection Act. Throughout his time with Mr. Combs, Mr. Jones was transported from California to New York, Florida, and United States Virgin Islands. He was forced to solicit sex workers and perform sex acts to the pleasure of Mr. Combs. Mr. Combs forced Mr. Jones to bring prostitutes and sex workers to his home in Miami on February 4th, 2023. It's too much here. I don't even want to read this part because it's not the most scandalous, but there's more pictures of hookers Mr. Jones' bed now. Maybe he's just regretting it. I don't know. We got more. There's a place called Booby Trap on the River. That was a sex recruitment place, allegedly. Iris says to zoom in. It's called the Booby Trap. They have a mobile van, dude. Look at this. Look at this nonsense. The Booby Trap. Absolutely nutso. He says, Stephen Hawking voice, I hate you. Oh, he says, use text-to-speech. No, we won't. Wait, how do you do that? Can I do that here? I don't think I can. Mr. Jones had no desire to solicit or have sex with individuals in the previous paragraph. Thanks for clarifying. He has a lot of receipts. Mr. Combs and J. Combs solicits drugs and engages in illicit sex acts with minors and sex workers. I'm not going to read that. Here's some more pictures. Mr. Combs with the underage female. Underage female, all blocked out. Sex worker. Jessica Combs with the underage female. Mr. Combs attempts to pass off Mr. Jones to Cuba Gooding Jr. Mr. Jones believes that Mr. Combs was grooming him to pass off to his friends. This fear became reality when Mr. Combs introduced Mr. Jones to Cuba Gooding Jr. while they were on Combs' yacht. During the introduction, Mr. Combs suggested that Cuba get to know Mr. Jones better. He then left him alone in a makeshift studio on the yacht. And there's a pic. As evidenced by a video of which screenshots are embedded below, Cuba Gooding Jr. began touching, groping, fondling Mr. Jones' legs, his upper inner thighs near his groin, the smallest back near his buttocks, and his shoulders. Mr. Jones was extremely uncomfortable and proceeded to lean away from Mr. Gooding Jr. He rejected his advances, and Mr. Gooding Jr. did not stop until Mr. Jones forcibly pushed him away. Following is a screenshot of the encounter with Cuba Gooding Jr. Oh, they're just boys. Look at them. The Love Album. Here's another picture, some messages. Uses power to intimidate and influence Mr. Jones. Oh, the shooting. The shooting is pretty good. J-Lo allegedly helped him smuggle in a gun that Shine served prison time for. Let's go ahead and read these allegations about that shooting really quick. I think that's interesting. According to Mr. Jones, Mr. Combs is very forceful and demanding. Mr. Combs does not take no for an answer and would often threaten to inflict bodily harm on Mr. Jones if Mr. Jones did not comply with his demands. As detailed above, Mr. Combs threatened to eat Mr. Jones' face. Let's go ahead and read that. All right. That's nuts. I don't see that in that message, but maybe it's in the recording. Eat his face. On another occasion, while standing in Mr. Combs' bedroom, Mr. Jones was forced to watch as Mr. Combs displayed his guns and bragged about getting away with shooting people. Mr. Combs shared that he was responsible for the shooting in the nightclub in New York City with rapper Shine. He shared that artist and Mr. Combs' girlfriend at the time, Jennifer Lopez, aka J-Lo, carried the gun into the club for him and passed him the gun after he got into escalation with another individual. The shooting in Chalice Recording Studios confirmed Mr. Combs' statements. These statements reinforced Mr. Jones' fear of Mr. Combs and strengthened Mr. Combs' dominion and control of Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones was terrified of Mr. Combs. He felt like he could not tell him no. Mr. Combs consistently made it clear that he has immense power in the music industry and with law enforcement. Mr. Combs made it clear that his head of security, Fahim Muhammad, Mr. Muhammad, had the power to make people and problems disappear. Mr. Combs instructs his staff to always contact Mr. Muhammad if they are ever pulled over by the police in Miami or California. Upon information and belief, Mr. Muhammad spoke with the LAPD after G was shot at CRS. The LAPD was in CRS and witnessed the blood in the restroom. They went with the bogus claim the shooting of G occurred outside of the studio. This was all thanks to Mr. Muhammad's connections within law enforcement. Mr. Jones had no reason to disbelieve Mr. Combs, as he had seen firsthand through the shooting of G and the subsequent silence of the LAPD in the media that Mr. Combs indeed had the power to harm him. The LAPD spent hours in CRS after the shooting of G, yet there were no arrests. Mr. Jones witnessed the LAPD in the restroom pictured above, yet no arrests were made. The morning after the shooting, Mr. Jones and several others arrived at CRS and G's blood was still on the floor of the restroom. Mr. Combs hired a cleaning crew to clean it up. As we continue, you can see that Ethiopia Habtemariam's section is below. It's not as interesting. This is more technical about drugs and the admin, so go ahead and go through this on your own. I'm going to go and scroll down and see if there's anything else I feel I have to share with you tonight. Mr. Combs is allowed to wreak havoc. While living and traveling with Mr. Combs, Mr. Jones discovered that Mr. Combs has hidden cameras in every room of his homes. Mr. Jones believes that Mr. Combs has recordings of defendants Lucien Charles Grange, Ethiopia Habtemariam, as well as other celebrities, music label executives, politicians, and athletes. Upon information and belief, these individuals were recorded without their knowledge and consent. And as in the case with the homosexual sex tape of Stevie J that Mr. Combs provided to Mr. Jones, Mr. Combs possesses compromising footage of every person that has attended his freak-off parties and his house parties. Upon information and belief, due to this treasure trove of evidence he has in his possession, Mr. Combs believes that he's above the law and is untouchable. Upon information and belief, Mr. Combs employs Jose Cruz as his IT director. This writer has spoken to several former employees of Mr. Combs who confirmed that Jose Cruz is the gatekeeper to all of Mr. Combs' recordings. Upon information and belief, Jose Cruz intentionally hides behind the camera and from social media and the internet due to all of the incriminating acts he is required to record for Mr. Combs. There's the tech guy. I think that's got to be enough for tonight. Thank you so much for hanging out this whole time. Go look at this shit yourself. I'm only on page 34, guys. You can't go through this whole paper in one stream. I don't see very many people going through the direct document and like citing it, reading it, and putting it on the web. So I'll go ahead and drop it in the comments. And want to get some of it on the record. They're going to start nuking people like me and others. It's an election year. This is just the beginning. This is the base of it. There's some low-key Diddy censorship. It's not too crazy yet, but I'm more concerned about, of course, the worldwide conflicts in the election this year. So expect YouTube to get really shitty and make sure you find the show on Rumble. I'll talk to you later. Have a good night and peace.